Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do you think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets? I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Gospel of the Lord. When you heard about the word law, it's something obliges us to do, something we do not want to do, maybe. But in Christ, what he says, "I'm not come to abolish the law," is the law of the Lord, law of God. That means Blessed Trinity. Love is the aim of Jesus. Love until you can die of yourself for the others. That's the spirit of the law of Christ. So we are all called to live like him in the Blessed Trinity. All his life only do the will of God the Father. This love. God the Father always loved his only Son, begotten Son, but also allow him to suffer for our humanity. So this Blessed Trinity is the one who give us the example how we can live this law of Christ. The best example is Jesus himself, especially on the cross. He cried out, "God, God, why have you forsaken me?" This forsakenness for the sake of all of us. He lived every minute not for himself, for others. When we try to live not for yourself, and for the sake of others, and this is the law of Christ. So that's why Jesus said, "I'm not come to abolish not even one word from the law." The law of God is love. So not even one centimeter lack of love is not perfect. That's why Jesus said, "You have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect." Of course, we human being. Another meaning is, we have always the space to grow. You don't tell yourself, "I'm okay today." Even to yesterday, you're 100% good. But today, start again. Don't stay with where you are. Perfection means going out. Always something new. So let us offer our lives, always live, especially in every present moment, and try to live the will of God with heart, with joy, because this is the moment that we are more close to the Lord. Because when we live the will of God, we are in Him.